Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet, you are tuned in to the one and only Lunar Lounge. Why is my camera looking so dark? I got no idea. Full lights on and this side is just looking darker. Yeah, I need to sort out this lighting in this room, right? I need an assistant who knows about lighting. This has got to get sorted. I'm just looking a bit too dark. Mind you, let me adjust my camera a bit. Maybe that's got something to do with it. Nope. It's not. How about I move it a little bit over here? Is that better? No, I am still looking dark. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show, people. Thank you very much for joining me wherever you are in the world. This is the one and only show, cosmic show, live show, every Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. Listen, keep it coming. What is that I was going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. What's happening there? No, not yet. It's the show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind, of course. If you're feeling mentally fatigued, tired, go get your magic mind. Go get your magic mind. All the link is there in the bio. You are due to have 20% off. So, yeah, you can see me there in the side. Go get your magic mind. So it is what it is. This show is also available on all the podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, Amazon. You know, you can listen to the Lunar Lounge. Thank you, all those guys. Listen, I got an email. I'm going to have to share that email with you. Got an email from YouTube, and it's like, you know, climbing. I also got another email. My podcast is ranked in the, top 20? Top 20 in the UK, top 100 in the world. I'm like, whoa. How many podcasts are there? I mean, there's thousands, right? But to get into the top 100, I'm like, okay. But I want to be number one. So let's see. It's growing. But, you know, just we need more. Shout out to Coco Brown. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Sister Aura. Shout out to Yvette. Great. Good afternoon. So things are kind of moving on. So number 20 in the UK, in the top 20 in the UK, and in the top 100 in the world. Like, okay. All right. I'll take that. But like I said, let's go for that number one. Like an Aries. Yeah, number one. Yeah, it is what it is. Who else is in the building? Oh, we've got a few people in the building. Shout out to Jasmine. Shout out to Geraldine. Shout out to Olena. Shout out to Coco Brown's here. Hannah, how you doing? She's saying, we can see you perfectly. Thank you very much. I had something there on my screen. I thought that would have come up, but maybe it didn't. But I was advertising the magic. Shout out to Olena. So, yeah, thank you. Yeah, you got to do the congrats. Oh, who's that? Akshi. Is it Akshi Guara? Oh, God. I can never pronounce these names. I never know what I'm pronouncing. I'm going to just say Akshiag. Do forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong. Olena saying undisputed number one. Yeah. A little bit like Usyk. We're jumping on the world. Undisputed. This guy is totally unstoppable. Did you guys watch my boxing over the weekend? I tell you, man. I told people, I say, Usyk is too good. Yeah, this guy ain't going nowhere for now. Yeah. He's got a good Mars. Let's put it that way. It's good, good for the boxing. I'm still having issues with my Facebook. Still can't seem to connect for whatever reason. I should be live on Instagram. Well, people saying that they can see me and hear me anyway on Instagram, so that's cool. Yeah, I know you can see me, Hannah, but it's dark. Is it not? I mean, I'm dark anyway. Thank you very much. Yes, but it's like dark. We need a bit more lighting on this side. I get the light coming from my balcony on this side, so that's not a problem. And I've got the light here also as well, which adds to that. And I've got a light here, but it doesn't seem to carry the effect. So that's the thing. And I've got the light. I mean, there's lights everywhere. I mean, how many lights do I need? And then I've got this other light. And when I put that on, that's like, no. So I need a reflector. I need to get a reflector for that, because that's powerful. That just like drowns out everything. So it is what it is. But I keep saying it. I need to, you know. Shout out to Shio. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Word up, on the live again. Peace, my brother, man. How you doing? Great to have you here. Maybe rearrange your room, maybe. Yeah, so that's a bit tricky, because where I'm on right now is like, it's one of these iron desks and it's nailed to the wall, so I can't really move like that. Now, the other way around that is I do have a table which I use, but it's rather small. I do have a table that I can move around, but it's small, and maybe trying to do it from there may be a little bit, you know, different. I don't know. But maybe I could just face somewhere else, perhaps. Maybe that will be, but I have to take the screen with me to see what's going on. So yeah, moving around is a bit different. What I do need is I need a good sponsor, and I go get my own goddamn Hollywood studio. How about that? That's what I need. Need to rearrange the finances. That's what is necessary. But yeah, we're gonna do what I'm gonna have to sort this out, because this is way too dark. From what I'm seeing at my end anyway, it's way too dark. Shout out for those of you who download the show. Thank you, Geraldine. She says you look good, Israel. I don't know. What are you after? You know, compliments will get you everywhere. Flattery will get you everywhere, as they say. What is the weather like where you are? Things have kind of cooled down over here in the London, UK. It's like, you know, it was like, it's like two different, you know, 1 minute it's like heat wave, blazing, humid weather, and then all of a sudden, like a bit cloudy, rain. I mean, can we get a bit of balance, a bit of Libra energy in the house, perhaps? Okay, cool. What else has been happening? Anything been on the news? I'm not listening to the news. I don't know what's going on. Same old, same old. Things have been, well, they seem like they've been a little bit quiet. It's Mercury retrograde. But it's the usual suspects, isn't it, that it's in the news. I haven't heard nothing really sort of like really thought-provoking, or, you know, I mean, the wars are still going on. I think they may have quietened down a bit of the ceasefire in the Middle East, but for how long? That's always the question, isn't it? It's just a matter of time before someone, you know, gets there. Hit me up. What's been in the news? A few deaths, right? What's his name? Jamal, what's his name, who was on the Cosby Show? He passed away. Was it yesterday or day before yesterday? Then we've also had what's the rock and roll guy? Why is his name skipped me all of a sudden? But he's recently passed also as well. Ozzy Osbourne, that's it. Ozzy Osbourne. He's also passed away. I thought he was older than, he's only 76. I thought he was older than that for some, you know. Yeah, Izzy, that's right. Yeah, Izzy or Ozzy Osbourne. But he's passed also as well. So it's quite interesting. And then Malcolm Jamal Warner, from the Cosby Shows. For those of you who are old enough to have watched the Cosby Shows, if you grew up in the 80s, yeah, you know the Cosby Shows. And he died also as well. And he was what, 54 or something like that? If my mind serves me correctly, something along that line. These young people, apparently drowned. I don't know. Some people are saying it's foul play. I don't know. I can't really comment on it. I do have his chart, but I don't know if it's, I don't know. Why would there be foul play? Was he doing anything? So Malcolm Jamal Warner, shout outs to his family, his loved ones. May he rest in peace. And also, Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath. What a name, Black Sabbath, for a rock band. He also passed as well. So shout out to him, his family. May he rest in peace. Again, I'm not a fan of his. I'm not like into his music, but I know who he is. I think I know more about his wife, Sharon Osbourne, more than I do know about him. But they were the kind of them and the Kardashians, weren't they? They were kind of like, I think it was the Kardashians first, but then they did something about the reality TV following them around, you know, in terms of their like reality shows kind of thing. He was one of the earlier ones also as well, after the Kardashians, I remember, but then it kind of died out. I remember watching a few episodes back then in the early 2000s or something about it. And it was kind of like a weird, funny kind of character, that maybe some of that, well, he was just playing up to the cameras anyway, maybe. Who knows? Look, I'm in summer and I've got my sweater on. That's how comfortable I am. You know, I shouldn't be wearing something like this in the summer at this time of the year. Should be too warm. What's going on? Yvette saying, no, Osborne's first. Oh, Osborne was first, was he? Oh, right. Oh, my mistake. I thought it was the Kardashians that were first. I think definitely the Kardashians took it to that next level, for sure. They probably outsold or outwatched in terms of people watching out. Oh, so, okay, so not the Kardashians. Okay, thanks a lot for that. I thought, I thought it was the Kardashians first, but no. Okay, so it was him. Okay, okay. You know, it's interesting stuff. Shout out to Hanin. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Good afternoon. Looking forward to hearing about the celestial weathers. Yeah, let's hear about the celestial weathers. That's going to be coming up. I'm going to be bringing up the chart of the moment. So we'll be looking at what's happening. Well, this month is pretty much over. Maybe we might have a glimpse into the month of August. See what's coming up there. Amy saying good morning, afternoon, everyone. Yeah, rest in peace, Ozzy. See it right there. Hello, chat. How you doing? Welcome to the show. It's a funny one. So okay, so he was first, and then the Kardashians. Okay, cool stuff. Mr. Ozzy Osbourne. Shout out to Malida Marie. Love you too. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Shout out to Dinah. How you doing in the building? Shrek. Oh, what a name. Shrek. Good cartoon, by the way. I don't know if that's what you're naming it after. Is there some kind of gimmick? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. So, yes, I will be bringing up the chart for the moment. We'll be having a look at where the planets are right now. And see what's going on also for the rest of the month. We're going to have a new moon tomorrow, so I'll be talking about that as well and things that we can expect in and around that. But yeah, a few kind of popular deaths. So yeah, Malcolm Jamal Warner and then Ozzy Osbourne all dying in. I don't know. I know we're in a number 9 year, and I've mentioned about this already as well. People die every day, right? People die every day. And celebrities die all the time too. You know, there's not a year where it's like, but sometimes we do have some years where we just have a barrage. Remember when George Michael died? You know, everyone was just dying off, you know. You do get a few big ones, but then you do get some of these years where you just find that there's a number of popular people that seem to be passing away. Now that's definitely coinciding. Pointing towards that the energy of that year and the year we know is 2025, which adds up to a 9, and 9 is sort of like a finalized completion. It's got a kind of death energy to it in some kind of way. Although death is not the end. Just thought I'd let you know on that, right? There is an afterlife, and all spiritual systems and all spiritual teachings and schools of thought are open to that. The definition of what the afterlife may be different, fine, but there's always an afterlife. You know, if you're looking at it from the Abrahamic faiths, there's this concept of heaven or hell. It's an afterlife. Yeah, it's still this idea that you're not dead, you know. Whether you're in paradise or whether you're burning in hell, it's still, you're not dead. But if you go into more ancient, spiritual schools, Buddhists, Hinduism, for example, all of the African spirituality, the ancient Egyptians, go amongst the Dogon, the Yoruba, South America, South Africa, Aztecs, Mayans, Celtics, Druids, the Nordic, they all have an understanding of life continues, never finishes. But we do have points and critical points and turning points and change and transformation. That's what we're calling death. But there isn't death, if you get what I mean. For those of you who know. We'll be having tarot card of the week that will be coming up later. I'll be mentioning that. Competition time. Hey, I tell you. We are going to be we're going to be talking about that. Competition time. Let's see if we have any winners. I don't think we do. Yeah. Okay. We're going to have a look. Okay. What else did I want to talk about? What else? What else has been in the news? Anything fascinating? Anything astrological, you know, that seems to be? Is there anything? No, I don't recall anything shocking that's been in the news of lately, apart from the deaths that I've just mentioned. But other than that, it's the usual suspects. When's Puff Daddy getting out? When's P. Diddy? Excuse my French, Puff Daddy. When is he coming out? He's still inside, right? You know, when does he get bail? It should be interesting in terms of what's going to be going on there. Anyhow, shall we go to the chart for the moment? Let's go to the chart. Let's look at some astrology and let's see what we've got coming up. So let's share the window. Let me do my little magic and booyah. Woo, we got the moon in Cancer. The best moon, of course. Moon is in Cancer. Time to be nurturing. I've actually got some, you know, after I finish here. I'm preparing. Listen, I'm always preparing. It's nothing new, making it out like that. But I really want to go in on this one. I really want to go in on this one. Have any of you guys bought an air fryer? You see, moon in Cancer. I'm already talking about, you know, nurturing, cooking, you know, that kind of thing. Have any of you got an air fryer? You got these air fryers. We've just bought this air fryer. It's like, you know, it's like a new toy, right? It's like, oh, you know, God's gift. It's great for, you know, roasting some vegetables, some fish, you know, that kind of thing, you know, meats and stuff. You know, you can, it's quite good. It's quite handy. I've got one of the glass ones, however. I went for the glass one. Again, I'm not advertising. They're not paying me. You know, if any air fryer company wants to sponsor the show, I'll be more than welcome to, oblige. However, I got the one with the glass bowl because I heard some of the other ones were somewhat carcinogenic. So I kind of like, you know, kind of stay away from that. There's always a pool, isn't there? Right? Humans, you know, this is what we are. We think we outsmart nature in some kind of way, but, you know, there's always some kind of, you've got to get that balance. Anyhow, I got the glass one, which is cool, because you just put your food in it and make sure it's clean. And, you know, you do your roasting. You put some, like, vegetables in there, put a bit of corn, put a bit of peppers and stuff. And it's like, ooh, this stuff for you. And you got the modes. You know, you can put it on roast, you can air fry, you know, and you can just, you know, I just sprinkle a little bit of olive oil or avocado oil on it. And it's like, it's cool. It's like, really cool. Good, great, healthy stuff, right? We want to be more healthy. This is it. So this air fryer is like revolutionary. So today I'm looking to do a little bit of turkey and let's see how that, I'll give you the news next week, but I'm really wanting to go in on this one. So yeah, but I'm always cooking up something in the kitchen. I mean, sometimes I'm a bit too busy. I can't, but yeah. So today I'm going in. So after we're finished, I'm going to go in and I've got my seasoning. I've got my peppers and my thyme and, you know, I'm going in. I'm going to get in there and give it a good, you know, whooping. Let's see how that goes. But it's really great. You guys should try it. I'm acting like I'm the first person to buy an air fryer. Practically everybody I know has got this air fryer way before that. But I started looking into it and because I was hearing about this carcinogenic thing and stuff like that. And I was like, not too sure. But the concept of it, I mean, it's just like an oven, but it's more a bit kind of enclosed and it blows. So it blows the heat. So it gets the, that's all what it is really. But yeah, cool stuff. But it's kind of like a new toy. It's like every day, like, you know, it's like, you just want to cook. Makes you want to cook. Who knows? You know, I'll probably get bored of it very quickly. So it is what it is. Florence, welcome to the show. Florence is saying air fryer. Yvette saying jokes, Israel. Thought you would have had one ages ago. Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying. I didn't have one because of, I mean, I was looking into it. I mean, people were telling me how, you know, great it was. people were saying like how wonderful it was, and they were just saying how great it was, and I was like, wow, like cool stuff. When I started reading about it, and they said, oh, it's a bit carcinogenic and stuff like that, and I thought, okay. So then I started just doing a bit more research, and I thought, oh, get the glass one, right? Because I think it was the material that it was used in. So that's why I went with that one. But I've got one eventually. Amy's saying the best way to cook bacon, LOL. no bacon in this house. But hey, it's best to cook. I've been doing some, like, I did some turkey in there the other day. It's like, woo, goddamn. Yeah. Yvette saying, it's time for us to have your jollof rice. Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day, actually, about that. And now I can even cook the jollof rice better because there's a particular way how you roast the peppers before you blend it to make the paste for the jollof rice. So the air fryer is excellent for that. I mean, before I used to do it, but I used to put it in the oven. It's a bit more laborious. But in this air fryer, it's good. Just chop up the peppers, just slice them up, put them in there, bang, you got it. And it gives it that nice smoky flavor. So, yeah. Yvette saying, long overdue. Jack saying, in it. So, yeah. Sister Oro saying, air fryer. What's that? Kill, long time. Yeah, long time. Best thing. Yeah, definitely. See right there's also there. See right there, say bacon, turkey bacon. Yeah, turkey bacon. Yeah. Turkey bacon's cool. That can work. That can work. You got to try and stay away from these, processed foods, right? So even if you do eat meat, no disrespect for those of you who are vegetarian or vegan. I understand that too, and it's great I just cut up some peppers up in there, and it's really good. Some carrots and stuff like that, and you can just just sprinkle a bit of olive oil on there. It's really cool. It's cool stuff. Florence is saying lamb is lovely and salmon air fried. Really? Okay, lamb. Okay, I might have to try that lamb. I might have to try a little bit of that. Yvette saying my mouth is watering. Yeah, so is mine. Reaching for my water right now. You see what happens? Moon in Cancer. What are we talking about? Food. Poker Brand says it was the carcinogenic talk that put me off it a while back, but the glass sounds healthier. Yes, Coco Brown. Yes, it is. Get the glass one. It's healthy. It's glass, right? It's cool. It's cool. I was trying. I'm trying to say glass wood, even with my chopping boards. I don't know why where they came from. I've got wood chopping board, man. Wood chopping boards, stainless steel chopping board. That's our role. Glass, that's what I don't want. No plastic, I don't want no funny iron that's why I got rid of all my non-stick pans. Threw it all away. I've got rid of all of them, and yeah, I mean, none of that in my thing. You're having proper, like, pots in my house, like, you gotta be careful with some of these pots, man. Even the Dutch pot had to go. I had to be like, hey, what's going on? I don't know. You gotta be mindful. Gotta want something steel pans. But Coco Brown, that's what put it. But yeah, go for the glass. It's really good. That's why I would have had it a long time ago as well. So, but salmon in the air fryer. Oh man. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm doing some fish today in the air fryer. I'm doing some sea bass. Look at us talking about food. What's going on here? This is an astrology show. See what happens when the moon goes into Cancer? Yeah, it is what it is. Hannah Marshall is saying, my moon is in Cancer. Well, you're having a lunar return, of course. Happy lunar return, Hannah. Shout out to Fane, who's also joined us. Welcome to the show. If you just joined us, this is an astrological show, which is, don't worry. We're going to plug it back into the astrology, but we're talking about food for now. The moon is in Cancer. The salmon in the air fryer is really good, Amy. Totally. It's a no-brainer. Any fish, it's a no-brainer. Seat right there says, I don't have an air fryer. Murder stay fry in my wok yesterday. Yeah, woks are nice. I need to get one of those woks, those steel woks, nice ones. If it's saying it's a pain to clean though, what is a pain to clean? Not my one. My air fryers, it's easy. It's glass. It's just like a glass bowl. You just put the glass bowl in and wash it. It's easy. Eat light work. I'm so glad I got it. Seriously. It's just so in and out, you know. Maybe the other ones are hard. I don't know. Maybe those ones with the iron, the ones with the pots, the ones that you pull out. I've seen quite a few of them. And I've seen some double door ones also as well. So maybe they're a bit of a pain. I don't know. I've also seen people as well use the other air fryer where they put, so you put the grease paper in there. So I don't know, maybe that helps. I'm not sure, but yeah. Waka, yeah, good. Fresh salmon, yes, Sister Aura. Put some fresh salmon in that, ooh, it's good. Season that up and you're good to go. Right, I haven't used nonstick in decades, Coco Brand. I'm with you. I threw all mine out. Seriously. I threw them out with a bit of a tear. Some of them cost me a little bit of money. I'm like, no. There's all this steel stuff. You gotta be careful, man. It's like, we've got to go back to nature, haven't we? Let's face it. This is what it is. We've got to go back to nature. You can't beat nature. We've got to go back to, you can understand why sometimes the older generation, sometimes we do have a go at them. I think it's a balance, right? Because we do have to move forward. We do have to progress in life. But sometimes we can get a little bit rigid and stuck in our ways as well. But it is that balance. Sometimes we do have to look because things are not as, you know, easygoing. You know, we have to question everything. A new thing comes out. We're not saying that we can't do new things, but we have to, okay, what is this new thing? How can it be used? What are the effects in and around it? I think it's very, very important. You know, all part of life. So yeah, bonjour from the south of France. Yes, bon appetit. Yeah, we're talking about food here. Shout out to Pretty. How you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. You know how we do here. If you've just joined us and you're hearing us talking about food, yes, because the moon is in Cancer right now and we're talking about food. It's all about food, moon in Cancer. We want to nurture that side of ourselves. After this show, we're all going to be doing some cooking. Cancer moon, same. See it right there is also saying Cancer moon. We've got a few Cancer moons in the house. Well, I'm Cancer rising. So, hey, coolio. We're all having a moon Cancer moment. Amy saying, oh, I have plenty of fresh salmon. LOL. Have a Cancerian to some people in Kenai River in Alaska. Wow. Yeah, you're going to get some nice salmon if you're living there. And if you're getting any salmon from, you know, that wild salmon, isn't it? From Alaska. Yeah, that's if the bears haven't got into it first. Sister saying marble or glass chopping boards. Exactly. I haven't got a glass chopping board. Wood. For me, chopping board, wood. I don't think you can beat that. That's nature. That's wood. I'm wood all day. Wood and steel. You can get steel ones as well. Yeah, very good. Shout out to Ladonna, welcome to the show. Always looking for new ways to cook salmon. Yeah, try the frog pass. Ladonna's saying, don't trust them, Harry Potter machines, aka A fryers. I don't trust them, she said. I don't trust them Harry Potter machines. I'm very old now. Harry Potter machines. Okay. No, I didn't at first as well, but trust me, Ladonna, seriously, you know, I know I'm late on it, but you need to get one of these. I trust me, they're not paying me in any way. But like I said, if any air fryer wants to endorse the show, I will happily accept. Shout out to Jasmina. Ooh, how you doing, my dear? Jasmina Astrology, how you doing? Been a while. She's saying, I have the glass one. It's a lifesaver for busy people. Thank you. Now, there's an astrologer who understands what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Because us astrologers are very busy people. It is a lifesaver. I'm telling you, I cannot shout about this thing every day. I'm like, bing, that's it, on my way. That's it. I've got some charts to do, got clients to see, got, you know. Yeah, totally agree, Jasmina. It is a lifesaver. Shout out to Mary. Welcome to the show. If you are just joining the show and you're hearing us talking about food, yes, the moon is in Cancer. Yeah. And it's just recent. It's not too far away from Jupiter as well. So, hey, we're getting a nice time here. Yvette's saying, so what pans you suggest? Steel. Real steel. Stainless steel pans. Stay away from them, you know, aluminium even Dutch pot. Gotta go. I was like, what? Dutch pot was one of my favorite. I used to cook it. They had to go. All them non-stick pans had to go. They're gone. Toss them right away, man. Your health is your wealth. Always remember that. Get the steel pans. Yvette saying, yeah, I need to get a new set. Yeah. And for a good one, they're not cheap. LOL. I tossed my microwave with my 89-year-old neighbor one day. Yeah. Microwave. I haven't had a microwave in my house for, I don't know, definitely more than 10 years, maybe 15 years. Got rid of that. Ain't no microwave in my house. Hell no. You will not find it. And now I don't need one. I got an air fryer. It's great. It warms up food. Okay, it's not going to be as quick as a microwave, but it's much more healthier. And it's, you know, heat. You know, so yeah. Welcome to the show, Angela. Mary's saying, are air fryers bad for us? Not the ones with the glass. Get the one with the glass base. Don't get the one with the iron or whatever iron they use to make it. So yeah, get the one with the glass and you're good. Angela's saying Salad Master is supposed to be good set to buy. Salad Master. Okay, might look into that. Mary's saying, I have moon in Cancer. Another moon in Cancer. Oh God. Sounds like you're saying you tossed out your neighbor. I think that was to see it right there. No, I don't think they tossed out their neighbor. I think they tossed the microwave to the neighbor, gave it to the neighbor. Woody cutting boards here. Yes, wood. All about the wood. Salmon, prawns, and what's that? Halibut. Prawns, but are free though. Okay, yeah, I don't eat prawns. Jewish. Don't eat them kind of stuff. But no, it's cool. I'm not prawn lover. I just don't see what the big deal is with prawns. I don't know. I think they're over-exaggerated. No, they're overrated. That's the word. They don't stick. Yeah. I know some steel pans. Time to get new anyway. Yeah, I need to get some steel pans. Are you stainless steel pots and pans? Very good. That's what I'm using. All stainless steel. They're harder to clean, depending on what you're cooking. But yeah, you know. So yeah, keep the good karma here. Ha ha. Don't toss the neighbor. Yeah, it is what it is. See, but are we all talking about food here? This has been a whole topic for real. Exactly. Moon in Cancer. This is what you get. Shout out to Mason. Welcome to the show. But the moon is in Cancer. That's why we've been talking about food, man. And, you know, food is connected to one's health and health is your wealth. So, yeah, gotta protect it. Yeah. Another thing, people, stay away from vegetable oil, sunflower oil. No, I don't cook with that. No. Stop that long time. Olive oil, coconut oil. Avocado oil. Now you're talking. These are the ones that you want to be cooking with. Olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil. Can't go wrong. Yeah. And your food still tastes good. I don't think you change it. Yeah. Just get away from all them seedy oils, man. No. Yeah, but the air fryer is cool. Anyhow, we got the moon in Cancer. hence why we've been talking about food. See it right there, says yes, oil me up, baby. Yeah, not the PDD oil. Sister Aura said, got rid of my microwave 20 years ago. Yeah, I think I'm about the same as well. A Cocoa Brown saying, if you soak the stainless steel first, yes, that is true. If you soak it, then it's easy to clean. Yeah, yeah, that is true. Supposed to stay away from seed oils. Yeah, stay away from them, man. Olive oil, like I said. Yvette saying, repressed oil, you shouldn't cook with olive, shouldn't be heated up. No, there's one, you can get olive oil. You see, a lot of people don't know this. Again, with olive oil, they've got two types. You've got the one that you can fry with, right? And then you've got the one that's maybe for dressings and salad and stuff like that. So do watch out for that. But Hanin saying, sounding like JD Vance out here. Yeah, tell me about it. I should turn this into a health show, health cook show from the Lunar Lounge. Yeah, but coconut oil, avocado oil, good oils to cook with, good oils, much more healthy. So shout out Verity the Virgo has also joined us as well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Yeah, I know we're talking a little bit about food and pots and pans and kitchen stuff. Moon in Cancer. Florence is saying, I heard coconut oil should not be heated. No, coconut oil actually can withstand the highest temperatures. Yeah, we need to look into this, man. Coconut oil, yeah. You can fry with it. Should be cooking with heavy heat anyway, but you know, you can do a nice little fry, you know. There's a lot of information out there. Sometimes it's conflicting, you know. Sometimes you just got to use your own common sense discretion a little bit, you know. But yeah, see it right there. Popcorn with unrefined coconut oil in a steel pan. Yes, totally agree. I've got a little trick for you, popcorn, right? Don't worry, I'm coming to the chart in a moment. Popcorn lovers, try this. You do the popcorn, right? I know with the sugar, you maybe want to be using like, you know, you can get these, not sweeteners, but you can get things like xylitol, things like that, you know, and it's sweeteners, like it's an alternative to sweeteners and sugar, but you know, which somewhat better, right? But with your popcorn, sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg on it. It is a classic. Discover that one myself. Because I like cinnamon and nutmeg. And I thought, let me just sprinkle a little bit on there. For those of you who make the popcorn, yeah, try that. Make your popcorn and sprinkle a bit of cinnamon and nutmeg. It's great. I wouldn't heat coconut oil. Cocoa Brown is saying, yeah, man, you can eat coconut, bro. Yeah, I still use it. Right. Coconut sugar, yeah. I mean, it's still all sugar, isn't it? Sugar. But there are some alternatives. Things like xylitol and stuff like that, which is far more better. And it doesn't raise the insulin and stuff like that. So there are little alternatives. But coconut sugar is nice. I've got some coconut sugar. I do use it. I tell you what you should use. Dates. Date sugar. You can get date sugar. Sugar from, like, it's dates. Dried dates and blended up. That's what you should use as a sweetener. Dates. That's what I use. Date syrup, date sugar, honey sometimes. I've got some nice authentic honey. Try it out, Cocoa Brown. You'll like it. Sprinkle some cinnamon and nutmeg. It's nice. Anyway, enough about food, man. Getting me all hungry up in here. Turning this into a cook show. Moony Cancer, right? It is what it is. Shout outs to Dovelli. Am I pronouncing it correct? Do forgive me if I mispronounce your name. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Coco Brown saying dates is my favorite sweetener. Yeah, dates is very good. Dates is very good. Dates, definitely. I make a nice date banana loaf, no sugar, all natural. Yep, and still sweet, you know. Don't have to be worrying about your blood sugar levels and insulin. Very, very good. Love dates. Use maple syrup to sweeten coffee. Yeah. I need to do something about maple syrup. I've been hearing some funny stuff about that. But dates, yeah. You know, so yeah, it's cool stuff. So let's get back to the chart. Let's talk about some astrology. Well, we're plugging it into astrology. Of course, all what we've been talking about is connected to this moon in Cancer, of course, which we're talking about, which is not too far away from Jupiter. So Jupiter's, boosted it up a bit. But what we got, we haven't got much. The sun has moved into Leo, people. We are officially in the Leo season, which was from yesterday. So shout out to all you Leos out there. Leo celebrities. Who are some Leo celebrities? Jennifer Lopez, Barack Obama, Leo, Bill Clinton, Leo. Two of America's finest presidents were Leos, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Jason Momoa, Leo. Who else? Wesley Snipes, Leo. Usain Bolt still holds the world record for the 100 meters and 200 meters and the relay. Yep, Leo. Who else do I know who's a Leo? Who else is out there? I know there's a few more. Mine's got a bit blank. Yeah, but those are the ones that kind of come to mind. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Leo. Who else? Madonna. Yes, Madonna. She's a Leo. She is a Leo. Just trying to think. Whoever, are the Leos coming to mind here? I know there's quite a few, but yeah, shout out to all you Leos. We're in the Leo season, man. Time to play. Time to get warmer, right? It is what it is. Olena saying food stuff, obsession. New moon, 180 degrees, Pluto. Oh, right. Yeah, you got moon Pluto. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that can bring obsessions. Fane is saying, I agree with you. Honey and dates are very healthy. Yeah. Now I feel like eating. Me too. I'm going to be eating right after this. Mick Jagger, Robert De Niro. Is Robert De Niro Leo? I haven't looked at his chart for a while, you know. Is he Leo? Okay. Okay, so Robert De Niro. Okay. Enough celebrities being listed. Yeah, I know. Mick Jagger. Is Mick Jagger Leo? Oh, really? I know he's got Gemini. Is he Gemini rising and Leo sun? Am I correct there? Jasmina? Is he Leo? It makes sense. On that stage doing all that Mick Jagger dance. 17th of August, his birthday. Okay. So he's Leo. Okay. I didn't know. I know he's Gemini rising. July 26th. Oh, which one are you talking? Oh, you're talking, okay, Robert De Niro. Is August 17. Okay, that's Leo. Jasmine is letting me know that Mick Jagger is July 26, which is Leo. So yeah, Mick Jagger, Leo. Okay. I think he's got Gemini rising though. I think Mick Jagger. I think something along that. It's too much to remember, but I think he's Gemini rising. Okay, Jagger's okay. 26. Okay, so his birthday's in 3 days' time. Okay, well, happy belated birthday. Shout out to Mick Jagger, man. We're in that Leo month where, you know, sun is shining, sun is strong, sun is at home in its own sign in Leo, so that's cool stuff to definitely take on board. So sun's in Leo. Mercury's obviously in Leo, but Mercury's moving retrograde, so let's see what's happening there. We've got the exact square today as I'm speaking to you right now. Venus is square to Mars, right? It's been happening for the last couple of days. We've been having a Venus-Mars square, right? So a little bit of tensions there. Watch your relationships. Can be good for passions. It's good for that, you know, bedroom stuff. Yeah, we want a bit of Venus Mars, right? Bit of action. I mean, you know, of course, everybody's a bit different in that department, of course. Also, Yasmin is letting me know it's Gemini rising. Okay, cool. Yeah, I knew it was, there was some Gemini there, so it's Gemini rising. I keep getting it mixed up. I keep thinking his sun is Gemini and his rising is Leo. But thanks a lot for correcting that. So it's the other way around. Yeah. So yeah, as I was saying, about the bedroom talk. Yeah. Danielle Radcliffe. Okay, Leo. Okay. So apparently Danielle Radcliffe is also Leo. Thanks a lot for that, Fane, for letting me know. Yeah, we're all a bit different in the bedroom, but I suppose, you see, Venus Mars, you know, for those people who like the more kind of animalistic approach, you know, more kind of fiery, some people are not. Some people like it nice and slow. Some people like it hard and fast. Well, Venus Mars is definitely a more hard and fast kind of energy, isn't it? It's action, it's passions, it's spark the arousal, right? But it can also be the same energy also as well that causes conflict and arguments also in and around relationships. So do be mindful how you are, you know, approaching your relationships and stuff, you know, in the, you know, over the course of, well, the next couple of days, because that square still, although it's waning, it's separating now, but Venus is pulling off. But, you know, it's still kind of there over the course of the next 2 days. Also, watch your money. Watch your money, because Venus Mars can also make one spend a little bit quick. Hanin is pulling a big eye face. What's that meant to mean? We talk about sex on this show too, you know. And the two planets, which are about sex, is Mars and Venus, right? You know, Venus being the pleasure, being the attraction, Mars being the drive, being the motivation. We need it. We need it. It's how we all got here. Never forget that, okay? Whether we were planned or wasn't planned, it's how we all got here. Yeah. Somebody was doing a bit of Mars-Venus connection, our mothers and fathers. I know we don't like to think of our mothers and fathers in that light, but hey, yeah, without it, we wouldn't be here. So Mars-Venus square. So do watch out from the financial perspective, because it can make you spend a little bit. However, you shouldn't be spending too much anyway. Mercury's retrograde. What are you buying? You know, so that is also so, but that's waning now. That's going to start cooling off in the next few days. So no need there. No need to worry there. So what else are we having? Well, 24th, tomorrow, there's going to be a new moon in the sign of Leo. Tomorrow, let's put it on the hour. Yep. We're going to have a new moon in the sign of Leo tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, 24th, we've got a new moon. New moon's all about new starts, new cycle. It's a new lunar month, baby. Time to plant those new seeds, right? Yvette is saying, apart from IVF children. Yes, okay, IVF children may have gone a different route. But the principle, the Mars-Venus principle, is still inherent even in IVF children. It's still an injection being injected, you know, they're still using the semen to fertilize the egg and the egg being inseminated into the woman's womb. It's still Mars-Venus at work, man. It's just Mars-Venus via technology or machinery. That's all it is. So it is what it is. I see it right there saying happy Leo birthday, sweet Amy. 30th is just around the corner. Oh, is Amy a Leo? Really? Oh god. Okay, cool. Jack's just saying, watched Idiocracy yesterday. Yeah, me and Jackie were speaking the other day, and we, you know, sort of like told each other about some movies, and she's watched. I haven't watched the movie that she told me to watch yet, but I'm going to be watching it. Mars Venus is such more than sexual activity, especially in a global sense. That's the shock. Oh, well, what can be better than sex? What can be better than sex? Please tell me. I think the world needs a bit more of it. The world will be a better place if more of it happened. There'll be less fighting, that's for sure. Won't be at each other's necks, killing each other. So you'd be surprised that sexual activity is extremely important. Sexual activity is the spark for life, for existence within itself. No sex, no life. So it's more than just sexuality or about sex itself. It's got something far more deeper and far more potent at the bottom of it, which we can't really, well, we can mention it, but we can't go into depth on the show. But yeah, Mars Venus, it is what it is. In the movie, everything has been sexualized. Yeah, because people are not doing it. That's what happens. You see, everything sexualized because, you see, whatever gets repressed in human society, in human subconscious, whatever that gets ignored, whatever that gets corrupted, will come out in other avenues in society, such as movies, music, art. You're going to get it because it's going to need to come out. That is something that is telling you that this needs to be addressed. And the more it comes out, not in all avenues, but I do find a lot of people tend to want to shove it back under the carpet again and don't want to talk about it. Yeah. Not so great. It's something that needs to be discussed and needs to be, we need to educate from all, young to old, all about it. And that there's nothing wrong with it. It's 100% organic and natural. Nothing more organic and natural than it. So yeah, Jasmine is saying food, LOL. Yeah, that too. food, sex, food. I don't know which one's better. I don't know. It all depends. All depends where your moon is, I guess. So yeah, so true. It will get expressed one way or another. Exactly, Coco Brown. It will do. So it's no point hiding from it or trying not to talk about it, because it's just going to find another way to show itself. And, you know, so producers will take it up and channel it through the movies, or it will go through internet, and hence why you get so much porn on the internet now and things like that. It's got to be addressed. It's got to be dealt with. It's the soul trying to communicate in some kind of way. Hannah Marshall is saying, I have Leo in the fifth house. What are you trying to say? Sounds fun, though. I like it. So this new moon is going to land in your fifth house. So that's good. Fane is saying, well said, indeed. So true. We won't be here without it. Mars plus Venus equals life. Most definitely. Most definitely equals life. So yeah, it's giving someone a Bharani Nakshatra in sidereal. Yeah, guess where my moon is? It's in Bharani. How did you guess, Hanin? Very well spotted. But yeah, Bharani Nakshatra, that's where my moon is, interestingly enough. So yeah, gives me the right to talk about it a little bit. Anyway, back to the astrology. New moon tomorrow in Leo. Really good for, you know, planting new seeds, setting your new intentions, always remember, although the new moon is going to be tomorrow, the moon will be combust tomorrow, which is a very sensitive time. So you want to give it at least 24 hours. So you want to perhaps maybe wait until the 25th of July and then start doing, for those of you who want to do your mantras and so you want to wait till the day after, you want to start doing your prayers, you want to do starting your planting seeds, that is the time to do it. You know, at 25th, 26th of July will be really good to like do your affirmations, do your rituals, and then do remember that the moon is going to start to wax. So the moon is going to start increasing in light, and this is a great time to really incorporate things in your life where you want an increase, you know. So whether, I would say good for starting a business and stuff like that, but we do have to take into account that Mercury is retrograde. So perhaps what I would say, it's like, it's a great time to start something, but not start something. What do I mean by that? So you can start setting out the premise of what you want to do because of the Mercury retrograde. So start to lay out the groundwork, start to lay out the components of what are necessary in terms of what it is that you're trying to do, but don't launch it yet. But you're initiating in terms of the preparation of it. That would be a really great, you know, you're getting yourself set. So then on August the 12th, when Mercury starts moving direct, bang, after that, then we can, or you can catch it on the next moon cycle, then you can start launching in some kind of way around that time. So do be mindful of the Mercury retrograde. We all know what the rules are, you know, no signing contracts, no buying nothing new and stuff like that. You know, Mercury retrograde is a time for learning, right? It's a time to do something more retrospective. So you want to be going back. Shout out to Gaza. Welcome to the show. Hannah Marshall saying, not sure what it means, to be honest. It means you're going to be having fun. Fifth house is all about fun. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy, you know, your hobbies or pleasure, whatever pleasure is for you. Providing it's not hurting anybody and it's not disturbing anybody and it's not something destructive to either yourself or other people, great. Go ahead, do it, enjoy. So that's what it's about, Hannah. New moon, landing in your fifth house, finding new creative opportunities. That's what it's about. So yeah, Hannah is saying that's the hyper focus. Yeah. I keep saying, Coco Brown saying, I keep saying I'm going to work with the new moon, but I have never done it. Yeah, I mean, you can work with a journal. I always like promote, like maybe have a journal, and around the new moon, like you can set your intentions in terms of what you want to bring in. There's always something new that we can always bring in, you know, into our life that can be beneficial, that can allow us to progress in life and to be able to move. And it's always good to do that maybe around just after the new moon, like I said, you know, to put that in so that, you know, the you know, so yeah, definitely give it a try. It's really good. It's quite positive. Always good to, you know, to work with the lunar cycles. I work with the lunar cycles a lot, and trust me, really, really good. Really good. But like I say, wait till like the 25th, 26th, when the moon is sort of like moved away from the sun, less combust, but you're starting, but you're not starting. Yeah, you're starting, but you're not launching, right? Wait for Mercury to go direct and then launch then. So that's with the new moon. What else are we having happening here? So that's tomorrow. We got the new moon. What else is about to happen? Not much happening again for the rest of the month, really. What's happening? Something's happening on the 31st. Hold on a minute. Let me go back here. I've nearly missed this. The sun is in Leo right now, right? Well, it's opposing Pluto. So things may get a little bit intense over the course of the next couple of days. We may experience a little bit of intensity. It may be more to do with leaders, because the sun does represent like leaders, so global leaders. We may hear something about Donald Trump. Let's not forget, Donald Trump is Leo rising. So this sun is moving into his first house. So it could be in and around that. We could hear of something, you know, some tension sparking. I mean, there's always tensions with him anyway. He's not afraid to pick a fight, right? So let's see what happens over the course of the next 2-3 days while the Sun is opposing Pluto. But the Sun opposition to Pluto will be exact tomorrow, the 24th, on the same day as the new moon. So the new moon is also, you know, happening with an opposition to Pluto. So that's also going to be quite interesting. So there's an element here of power, right? Yeah, so yeah, watch out for that. What else are we having? Something's happening on around the last day. We're getting, okay, Venus. Venus is going to be moving into Cancer on the 31st of July. Venus is going to be moving into Cancer. At some point, she's going to go and make a conjunction to Jupiter. Wonderful. That's a great conjunction, is it not? That's really going to be cool stuff. However, when she does move into Cancer on the 31st of July, she's going to square Saturn, right? So hold your horses there. Things slowing down. We may experience a little bit of difficulty, maybe around relationships, maybe around finances, maybe around diplomacy. You know, we're going to have to really kind of like knuckle down here. Venus is going to be squaring Saturn, right? Or at the end of this month. So things may get a little bit tight for us, right? We need to really start watching ourselves. Now, Venus is also about what we value, right? That's what Venus represents, what we value. So Venus squaring Saturn is also going to be about, we need to like take what we value more seriously, right? We need to make it more, we need to make it count for something. This is Venus squaring Saturn. This is going to be towards the end of this month of July, right? So be sure to watch out for that. Hey, Miss Lee Johnson. Yeah, you are a little bit late. Hanin is saying probably more Epstein stuff. Maybe. I think that's kind of run its course to some degree. I mean, the man's dead. You're not releasing his list, but okay, maybe. I mean, people are open for more things to want to come out. Yeah, you know, definitely. Coco Brown saying, see it right there. I'm really going to try this this time. I've worked with the full moon many times, but not the new moon. Okay, cool, cool. Hanini saying, removal of ignorance. Where all the blind spots is something to think about for the new moon. Yeah, yeah, totally agree. The blind spots is more kind of like that last, like roundabout now, especially in the balsamic phase, you know, just before that new moon, because that's the darkest point, right? But yeah, it is like a removal of ignorance because the light starts to grow, which is a symbol of enlightenment in some kind of way. So, yeah. See right there saying, I've started using moon cycles myself. It's beneficial in many ways. Yeah, it is. It's really cool. I can't recommend it enough. Hannah Marshall saying, fun. Yeah, great stuff. Enjoy. You know, take it all on. So towards the end of the month, we've got the Venus Saturn as she moves into Cancer. She's going to square Saturn and also square Neptune as well. Neptune can make things a little bit foggy. Yeah, so we need to watch out for that. You need to watch out for that. That can make things a little bit foggy. Can make things a little bit unclear, right? So we need to be make sure, well, with the Saturn will help because, again, like I said, we need to be a bit more kind of like pragmatic, right? The Saturn, a bit more organized. Venus square Saturn. So let's watch out for that. And let's see how that plays out on the world scene also as well. And then what are we having? 1st of August. Don't want to go into this too much. I more want to go into this next week, so I'll talk more about August next week. So I think I'll leave it there, just for we look at that last week of July, how it's planning out. So we got the Sun opposing Pluto. So some deep stuff. Hanina suggested maybe Jeffrey Epstein stuff may come out. let's see. It should be interesting if it does. But maybe we get to see some more secrets. But also with Sun Pluto, there can be power struggles. It's an opposition, right? So it's a power struggle. It's a back and forth kind of thing, right? Sun versus Pluto. But it can also bring out some hidden stuff too. Can want to bring out some hidden agendas. Yeah, definitely. We may find that. But it's a great time. Sun Pluto can be a great time for transformation. Yeah. Participating in some kind of transformation, change over the course. It's, you know, Pluto has a very strong purging function. We may hear of something of corruption of something. You know, Pluto roots out imbalances and things that are corrupt. So these are things to watch out for over the course of the next coming days. And what else? Yeah, I think I'll leave it there. End of the month, we're finishing with the Venus square Saturn. Yeah, watch it. Although that's going to be payday for a lot of people. Yeah, watch it. Especially on that 31st. Well, 31st lands on a Thursday. So many of you, well, some of you will be getting paid on that Thursday. Some of you are going to be getting paid maybe the Friday that follows. So definitely it's payday for most, if not all, people next week. Hope I get paid. Hope somebody pays me. I could do with some money too. Astrologers need money too. Watch the spending. Like I say, Mercury's retrograde anyway, so you don't want to be spending that money so much anyway. Anine saying approval stats amongst Mega tell us how potent Epstein is. Ties, is that meant to say ties, are chopping right now with Trump's base. Yeah, well, he was connected with all the people of that magnitude. People with that amount of money are going to be connected with the likes of, I mean, the names that you're going to see on this list ain't going to be surprising. It's going to be the usual suspects. That's what happens. Rich people hang out with rich people. If they are dodgy or otherwise, that's how it is. Rich people hang out with rich people. Celebrities hang out with celebrities. They party with celebrities. They party with their own kind. Yeah, because they have that thing in common. The average person doesn't. Hanini saying, how did he get his money, though? There's various sources saying, you know, through various businesses, telecommunications, entrepreneurship. I don't know. Who knows where he got his money from? All I know is he's dead. How he got his money is like, but I hear what you're saying. Maybe people want to know where he got his money from, and maybe he's working with people, and I don't know. He got the money somehow. Billionaire. Maxwell. Yeah. Maybe they could be all, they're all same circle. Right? It's right. It's all same circle. You know, they're all connected. You know, they all do business together, so they know. We're going to hear all about, you know, it's these people are all, they're all connected. What do you expect? There's not names that we ain't going to, you know, it's the usual suspects, right? Those people, the affluent people, popular people, royal family, you know, we see it. We've seen it. I don't think there's anything on the list that's going to be a thing. I think we, just human beings, we just go, well, give it up. It's going to happen. It's going to be the usual suspect. You're Donald Trump's presidents. Apparently, presidents are on the list. Apparently, Obama's on the list. No big deal. I expect that. You know, his girlfriend's daughter's famous Maxwell's phone. His girlfriend's daughter of famous Maxwell phone. No intelligence. Yeah, they're all connected, Hanin. Or they're all connected. No doubt. But let's see if something comes out. Maybe the Sun Pluto may bring something out. I think it may be interesting to maybe look at Maxwell's chart, to look at maybe Epstein's chart, maybe something, if there's something triggering in his chart. I'm not too sure if there's a birth time, but nevertheless, we could see maybe if planets are being triggered in his chart, and that could bring up, you know. So, the list is not going to be a surprise. It's probably not going to come out. It's, you know, because it's a kind of worms within itself, and then there's just going to be a witch hunt, isn't there? There's going to be like, oh, you know, Israel Adjozi's name is on it. Let's go for him. You know, Israel Adjozi's Jeffrey Epstein's astrologer. He was advising him. And then you're going to offer everything, everybody coming after me. Yeah. I wish I was his astrologer. God damn, you can employ me. I'll be at your service. I'll tell you what to do and how to spend that money and what to do and what not to do. People need an astrologer. But again, you know, it's just going to be a witch hunt. I think the list really is just going to be a witch hunt to go after other people. What? He's a billionaire. He's done business with the likes of Donald Trump or presidents or Andrew. So what? What do you expect? Who do you expect him to be doing business with? It is what it is. It is what it is. Maxwell is important to look at. She's appealing Supreme Court right now. Yeah. Well, I don't think she's going to come out. They might knock off a few years off her sentence. What did she get? 20 years? You don't get paid to do PR for these people. Yeah. That's right. I don't. Anywho, that is the comic news right there. Shout out to Nitu. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Who's this? Mango. Mango Rubicon. Oh, I like that. Welcome to the show. Nearly finishing. It's that time of the show. It's competition time. Competition time. I ask a question. Person who answers me gets £30. I ask a question. The rules are, when I ask the question, the first person who emails me at the address, which is on your screens right now, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. For those of you listening to the recording, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. First person who sends me an email next week, Wednesday, 12 midnight UK time. 12 midnight UK time. Why am I stressing that? Well, I'm stressing that for new people who may be listening to the show, but I'm stressing that also for people who were texting me, emailing me at 10 o'clock in the night. Breda, please. Who was it? Christian. Really? I think you're in another time zone, if I'm not mistaken. You probably traveled. So you got your time zones wrong, and you came in. You would have come in first if it was 12 o'clock. And you would have got it right. The question I asked last week was, what planet rules servants, civil servants? So officially, the first person who came in was Amy. Amy says, I'm going with the moon. Rules servants. Interesting. Olena, servants are ruled by the moon. Another one. Mr. Banji Ojo came in next, third. What planet rules servants? Saturn. Saturn's a boss. Saturn is our boss, not a servant. Saturn being associated with steady, consistent. I like the way Banji goes into detail to explain his... not the moon. The planet which rules servants is Mercury. Yep. Christian got it. You just got the wrong time. So I can't allow that. There's no winner this week. There is a winner in terms of the answer. But yeah. There is an element, I'd say, Banji, with Saturn of being servant, but it's not. Saturn's a boss. He's not going to bow down at the knee to become a servant. He gives the orders. So Mercury is the planet which will rule servants. So Coolio, it is what it is. Well done, early bird. Early bird got this answer. He just they're not gonna get the prize. 10 o'clock. When I saw it coming at 10 o'clock, I was like, "What?" But I had a feeling. I think he's in another time zone, and he's got his time zones mixed up. But hey, it is what it is. Okay, listen. This week, here is the question. I'm gonna ask a question. First person who emails me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Next week, Wednesday, 12 midnight. First person who brings in the answer gets £30. Now, this question has, now I say two answers in a way, it's two planets. Pay close attention, and I need both of them. What two planets rules wardrobes? You know, a wardrobe where you keep your clothes, right? Some of you ladies have got big wardrobes. What two planets rule wardrobes? A wardrobe. What two planets? I need two planets. They both have to be correct, right? What two planets rules wardrobes? Okay. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK time, so adjust your clocks wherever you are. Don't be sending me a message at 10 p.m., 11 p.m. No, not good enough. So it is what it is. Mary saying, poor him. See it right there, says, like me, being 8 hours later once. Yeah. I've seen some stuff in my time. But yeah, that one really, takes the, but I understand that when you're in different time zones, it can be a bit thing, but come on, man, adjust your, you can do this by email. You can set the email. You can set it to send it at a certain time. Okay. Cool stuff. It is what it is. That is the competition. That is the question. What two planets rule wardrobes or wardrobe, either way. Let me know, and you shall be getting £30 next week. Okay, we'll come to the last bit of the show. Tarot card of the week. Let's have a little shuffle and see what tarot card. We've been getting pentacles. We got the 10 of pentacles last week. And then the week before that, we had the 6 of pentacles. We've been getting a bit of pentacles here, dealing with that money. It is what it is. Send both. Send the two. I want to see two planets. You don't have to go into the explanation as to why, but it's two planets. There are two planets. Both of them rule or are connected with wardrobes. So send the both. Some say. So send the both. What is it? Is it the sun and moon? Right? Is it Mercury and the moon? Is it, you know, two planets? Send them in. What planet rules wardrobes? Two planets. It's two planets. Okay, so I'm shuffling the cards here. Let's have a look at what's going to be coming out here for us today. And a card has fallen down. A card has fallen out. And guess what card it was? The Page of Pentacles. Oh, my God. We're getting pentacles again. It seems like it's pentacles, baby. I'm going to go with that. That doesn't happen often. Picking out cards that are fallen. Page of Pentacles is what is the card for us today. This card is about learning. Learning about money, not just about money, but learning about business. It's about learning about how to develop. This card essentially is about learning. Over the course of the next week, we're meant to be learning all the time anyway, but this card is really saying over the course of the next 7 days, there is something that we need to learn. And this thing that we need to learn is very crucial for our ability and our ability to advance our way forward in regards to our finances, our work, our career, our jobs. This is something that we need to learn. Now, When I say we need to learn something, it could be information that's in a book, that's online. Maybe you're using a little bit of ChatGPT to find it out. Maybe you're signing up to a course. Maybe you're doing a little bit of training. It can be any, learning can come in so many different ways. It could come through connection with somebody, some information that somebody's got to give you. Learning is learning. Got to do it. Got to be hands-on. This card is indicating that we are in, there's something that we need to take from a young phase and we need to take it into a more mature phase in terms of our work life, financial life, business life, for those of you who do business, employment, maybe promotion, this something that you need to, so for those of you perhaps in work, that you work for a company and you're looking for a promotion or change of department, there's something that you need to learn. You need to go and find out about it. That is what this card is about. For those of you who are self-employed, there's something that you need to know how to take your business to that next level over the course of the next 7 days. That is the card of the week. Page of Pentacles, baby. Keep it moving. Keep learning. Keep studying. Keep growing. Keep nurturing. And you make it. That is the card of the week. On that note, people, we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank each and every single one of you who came in here. Alaria, is it Alaria? Eduardo. Am I pronouncing it right? Do forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. But this is the end. But it's not the end. I shall be with you again next week, 12:30 p.m. UK time. Please log on every Wednesday. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I forgot to talk. Well, I did share with you. I did get the thing from YouTube. Numbers, people signing up, you know, really improvement. I got nice, good reviews from YouTube. We're keeping me up to date in terms of the Lunar Lounge show. So more and more people seem to be watching it. So that's good. I'm getting more and more people downloading. The Lunar Lounge show is now officially one of the top 20 podcasts in the UK. In the UK. You've got to be joking me. In the UK. Wow. And in the top 100 in the world. I mean, how many podcasts are there in the world? I mean, there must be, okay, I'm giving a rough estimate here. There must be at least what? 2,000? 1,500? It's going to be at least 1,000 podcasts worldwide. I'm talking, maybe some of them are not so functional, but worldwide. And some radio stations are kind of bridging onto that podcast show now, aren't they? Let's face it. But I mean, in the top 100, I'll take that. I want to be number one. I've got a long way to go before coming number one. I'm gonna have to bump off Chris Brennan. Shout out to Chris Brennan. We need to catch up, Chris. You know, he's the number one astrology podcast, right? All right. Okay, I'll be behind Chris Brennan. I'll take number two. You can be their number one. I don't think I'm going to catch you up right now, the amount of episodes that you've got. But yeah, it is what it is. Thank you, Yasmina. And thank you, Mary. Thank you, Coco Brown. Thank you, Florence. So yeah, it's picking up. This little dinky show here, which has got poor lightning. 20 in the UK, 100 in the world. That's not bad. Not bad. You know, it is what it is. Need more engagement though. But hey, that's to come. No, never watch. Coco Brown says, I watch you both. Oh, thank you. Yeah, but Chris Brennan's really, that's his thing. That's his full-time, yeah. So I ain't gonna compete with him. Shout out to Michelle, how are you doing? Shout out to Angela Love. Yeah, thanks a lot for that. So yeah, I've come to the end of the show. So thank you very much for your support, guys. You're listening to the Lunar Lounge. Thanks a lot, Jax. Thanks for all of your compliments and congratulations. Really appreciate it. He is how I found out about you, your episode on the moon. Okay, Amy. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people did A lot, I do find that, you know, I still get clients coming, you know, booking readings and like, oh, how did you find out? Oh, I watched the. I'm like, really? You're still watching? Like, you know, it's quite interesting. Mary's asking, what is the name? Well, what is the name of the show? So, Chris Payne. So it's the Astrology Podcast. If you just go to the YouTube and put the Astrology Podcast and put in Chris Brennan. I'll put it in the chat right now. Put his name in the chat. Chris Brennan. That's it there in the chat. See it there? Chris Brennan. Put in Chris Brennan, the Astrology Podcast, and you find all of that. And if you just if you go to his channel and maybe put Astrology of the Moon or something, me and him did a thing on the Astrology of the Moon. We were actually speaking a few weeks ago because we're trying to do another episode on something, or we're thinking of whether to do a part two of the moon or something like that. And yeah, and actually, again, not boasting, but the Astrology of the Moon, which I did with Chris Brennan, he's the one who actually told me, he said it's the most watched one of all the series that he did on the planets. That one is the most popular one. It's the most watched out of all of them. So it's quite interesting. I still get clients who still come in and saying like, yeah, like, wow, like, yeah, I found you on the come like, wow, people still watch, like, yeah. But it's cool. It was a good podcast. It's you know, it's about 3 hours long, 2-3 hours, but you know, it's well worth watching. But hopefully we can do a part two, or we're gonna be doing something else. So yeah, but shout out to Chris Brennan doing your thing. Wonderful podcast. Yeah, it's a lot of information out there, man. Listen, Coco Brown saying, actually, that's how I found about you also. Yeah, quite a few people here. Michelle, same here, Amy. Okay. So, it's a popular one. It's one that has drawn in a lot of people. So, yeah, go watch it. Chris Brennan, The Astrology Show. Listen, people, I got to go. You know what it is. When you start to... Yes. When the music starts coming in,
welcome,
you know,
to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. That's it. Listen, my name is Israel Ojozi. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge. I want to thank each and every single one of you for your support, for listening. I am available. You can listen on all podcast platforms, Apple, Amazon, Spotify. Go and download, listen, share, tell a friend. Do hit the like button. Do subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't. Spread the word, and yeah, let's let the show grow. Thank you very much. I'll be with you again next week, Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time. Looking forward to seeing you guys. On that note, I am out. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge.
To the Lunar Lounge.
Take care. Stay safe, people.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.